ahead, Mike. God bless you, sir. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, son. What a blessing. Thank you, Levi. Take your Bible and turn to Romans chapter number 6 tonight. Romans chapter number 6. If you're in the altar praying, do not let me hinder you. Romans chapter number 6. Man, the Lord's good, isn't he?
Yes,
amen. I'm telling you, sometimes when you're tired and you're weary, just a breath of fresh air from another world, man, will do you a world of good. Amen?
Amen.
And these testimonies have blessed my heart tonight. I just got a joy and a thrill out of that. In light of the holiday we just celebrated, we celebrated it by staying in the house all day because it poured down rain. But we celebrated our nation's freedom. I preached on it a little bit last Wednesday night. Brother Eric English shared something with me, and he sent something to me, and I'm going to share it with you tonight. But I want you to look at Romans chapter number 6. Romans chapter number 6. I had some glasses somewhere. Romans chapter number 6. How many of you glad you're saved?
Yes.
How many of you glad and thankful that you're an American?
Yes.
Did you know chances are if you were born in another country, you'd probably be on your way to hell? That'd be pretty good odds if you were born in another country, you'd be on your way to hell. If you was born in Russia or Germany or China or one of them places like that, it'd be a good idea. You'd be hellbound with a hammer down. If you was born in Mexico, and that ain't that far away, you'd probably be rubbing rosary beads. Amen. Are you listening? You'd be on your way to hell. Thank God we are Americans. I am not thrilled with everything going on in this country right now. I am really upset about some things. If God's people don't take a stand, this thing is going downhill, and it's going at a very, very fast rate. It's always been a gradual decline. Always. Since God created man, he put him in a perfect place, and it's never been an uphill. It's always been a downhill. But since the birth of America 200 and something years ago, since God birthed this country, man, he birthed this thing on a high note, friend. Amen. I mean, brother, it was a great day to be an American. Y'all guys just hang with me right there. But and this thing has gradually gone downhill. Now, in the last 7 or 8 years, I mean, buddy, it is plummeting. It's like our parachute folded up, and we're free falling, man. And I'm scared to death to where we're going to fall to if God's people don't rise up. Romans chapter number 6 tonight. Romans chapter 6. Look with me at verse number 18. The Bible says, being then made what?
Free
from sin. Not free to sin, free from sin. Ye become the servants of, say this, righteousness. Jump down to verse number 22. But now being made, say it with me again,
free
from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Twice right there in just a couple of verses, we've got that little word free. And thank God I was born in America as a free citizen. Amen. And when I was born again, I was born as a free child of God. Hey, I was born as a free citizen, but when I got saved, we said Wednesday night, Jesus made me free indeed. Amen? Indeed. You know what that means? It means indefinite. Amen. I am free till the rapture. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. But Brother Eric sent me this, and I thought I'd share it with you tonight. It may not be real preachy, but it might just be informative. As I begin to read through this thing, I was shocked, and I always am, when you look at the early American traditions. Things started mostly by our military. Just the rituals that they go through and the things that they do. If you'll study the background of them, you'll find out they've got a spiritual meaning to them. It's amazing. And after I read this, I thought, man, I guarantee you if the government or the people involved, if the media knew what that thing represented, they'd protest military funerals. I found out that the 21-gun salute, Brother Greg, when they give that 21-gun salute, I've always wondered why 21 gun. Our nation was birthed in what year? When did we win our independence? Come on. 1776, 21-gun salute represents the year 1776. 7 and 7 is 14. Then you add 6 and 1, and that's 21. And they said that's where the 21-gun salute came from. But every military funeral I've ever been to where they did the flag and the presentation of the flag. Now, these guys are going to come out in just a minute. This flag was the flag that was draped across my daddy's casket. Does anybody know how many times they fold that flag? It has 13 folds. They'll fold that flag 13 times. And I got to look into this thing, and every fold in this flag, hey, they could have just folded that thing up like a napkin. They could have folded that thing up. But, brother, they come up with a way, and every one of those 13 folds, they represent something in our nation's history. Every one of those folds represents something. So I want you guys to come on around, and we're going to look at this thing. You would originally think that the 13 folds would represent the 13 original colonies, but it does not. It represents several things. Now, these guys are going to begin to fold this flag, and I done told you they're going to fold it 13 times, so that'll tell you I got 13 points. Amen. That's why I skip fellowship. Amen. I'm serious. Heart attack. But I do want to go through here and tell you what each one of these points mean. And brother, if you ain't ever been to a military funeral, anybody, isn't it amazing? I mean, brother, those guys are precise and they take what they're doing. I mean, they're dead serious. They don't crack a smile. They won't swat at a fly. I mean, them guys, it is something. It moves me every time I get to see that. It stirs something down on the inside of me. I didn't get to serve my country in the military, but I am serving it in God's army. Amen. And I feel like that's just as important as what these guys have done. Not taking away from what they've done. I have great respect for these men. But I want you to notice as they begin to fold this flag, go ahead with that first fold, gentlemen. They said that the first fold of the American flag symbolizes life. The very first fold of that flag is a symbol of life. And it's a celebration of life. And they're folding that flag in the honor of a soldier who has died. And they're fixing to present that flag to a family. But that first fold represents the life of that soldier. I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm glad that I have life. John chapter 3 and verse number 16, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. In John 14, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'm glad when I got saved, 19 years old, I just started living. Amen. I knew what life was for the first time in my life. People, I saw, and it's probably a bad term to say in church, but I'm going to say it because I saw it on a bumper sticker. It said, life sucks. I thought, man, you don't know the life I live. Life doesn't stink. Hey, man, life is a wonderful thing. I get to get up tomorrow, and I get to breathe God's air. Hallelujah. I get to put my head on my pillow tonight and know if I stop breathing in my sleep, I'll wake up in another world. Amen. Thank God. I love life. I enjoy life. I don't dread tomorrow. I don't worry worry about tomorrow. Why? Because I have the one living inside me who gave me life. The Bible said God formed man out of the dust of the earth, breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Do you know just what he did with Adam? It's what he did with me when I got born again. Amen. He breathed life into an old dead man that was just walking around. Amen. Thank God. Hey, thank God. Have you got life tonight? Amen. Or are you just walking around dead? We got some walking dead men in our country. Amen. Man, wouldn't it be something? Wouldn't it be something to see revival break out in Congress? Watch that bunch of wicked politicians start to get saved. Amen? You know what politics are, don't you? Poly means many, and a tick is a blood-sucking parasite. Amen? Politics. Amen? Fold number two. The first fold represents life. The second fold is a symbol of our belief. Now watch this. This is not a church tradition. This is an American tradition. The second fold is a symbol of our belief in eternal life. How about that? The second fold in that flag is a symbol of our belief in eternal life. Hey, not did Jesus just give us life here, but we're going to have life hereafter. Amen. I'm here to tell you, I'm going to heaven when I die. When the trumpet sounds, I'm out of here. Somebody said Gabriel's going to toot and we're going to scoot. Amen. I am looking forward to the day when we leave this old God-forsaken planet and we leave this old sin-cursed world and we live forever and ever and ever somewhere else. Amen. I thought about your mama yesterday, my Aunt Gail. Lord, I miss her fellowship. And Aunt Gail was the one in the family you could go to and tell her anything. I mean anything. I remember the first time I smoked pot. Got feeling bad about it. Look at mama's strange look on her face. You got a problem with it, you can take it up with her when we get to glory. Amen. I went and talked to Aunt Gail. Amen. When I started seeing girls, I started talking to Aunt Gail. Aunt Gail was my buddy. I thought about her on the 4th of July because we always get together at my house. And I don't know, every holiday just makes me think about her. And I got to thinking about her Thursday. And here's what I was thinking. Hey, she ain't suffering. She's not struggling to breathe. Amen. You know why? Because my Aunt Gail had eternal life. I remember that Sunday morning sitting on that side of White Oak Spring when she walked out of the aisle, went to the altar, and gave her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm glad we can know that we have eternal life. Amen. I know it's not Sunday morning, but who knows? There could be somebody lost sitting here tonight. You need to know that what this second fold represents, you possess, and that is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I was amazed as I began to read that. That second fold represents our belief. This come off a secular website. I got it in my hand. Our belief in eternal life. Fold number three. Fold number three represents or is made in honor and remembrance of the veterans departing our ranks who have gave a portion of their life for the defense of our country to attain peace throughout the world. Did you hear what it said? Fold number three represents those who have given a portion of their life that we might know peace throughout the world. I read that and I thought, my, Jesus didn't give a portion of his life. He gave his whole life, 33 and a half years of it. Why? That we might know peace in the world. Amen. And Jesus said, I am come that you might have peace. Amen. Thank God he is our peace. When the angels announced his birth, they said peace on earth. They wasn't talking about worldwide peace. They're talking about him. They said peace is here. Amen. Thank God for the peace that God gives, that peace that passes all understanding. Now listen, if you're a child of God, you ought to have peace in your heart. You ought to be at peace with God, and you ought to be at peace with one another. And if you're not, something's wrong. If you're not at peace with God, something's wrong. And if you're not at peace with one another, something's wrong. And if you're not at peace with one another, by the way, you're not at peace with God.
That's right.
Amen. that Jesus will give you peace. Amen. He can give it in the midnight hour. He can give it in a time of a storm, even though the winds may still be howling and the dark clouds is rolling. Jesus can step in and whisper peace, brother, when you don't see it, no way out. And you don't know how he's going to do it, but you know he's going to do it. Amen. Thank God for the peace. This fourthfold. Represents our weaker nature. The fourthfold represents our weaker nature. For as American citizens trusting in God, it is to Him we turn in times of peace as well in times of war for divine guidance. Isn't that amazing? Man, that's American history right there, man. It reminds us of our weaker nature. Hey, sometimes we get a little bit too big for our britches. That's what's wrong with our government today. The government thinks it's in control. Amen. Our government needs to realize its weaker nature and understand that there is a divine creator who is higher than everyone. Hey, when these guys founded this thing and started this thing, they said, hey, let's put something in here about our dependence on the power of God and the guidance of God. Amen. We need to remember that we are weak. Paul said in Romans chapter number 7, he said that I know that within me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. No good thing. Let's pick out your good points. You don't have none.
That's right.
Let me say it again. Let's pick out your good qualities. You don't have any.
Amen.
Amen. So, brother, that's a little harsh. No, that's truth. You say, well, I'm kind. Maybe because Jesus is in your heart.
Amen.
Every one of your qualities is flawed somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Let me say it again. Every one of your qualities is flawed somewhere. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much power you have. I don't care how much position you have. We all need the guidance and the protection of Almighty God. Amen. Amen. And we need to realize we're nothing but sinners saved by grace. Hey, we need to get rid of this better than you attitude.
That's right.
Which is not too bad in our church. I don't see that too often. But brother, there's some churches. I'm here to tell you, I wouldn't say a whole lot to embarrass him this morning. There's some churches wouldn't allow David Naylor to walk in their doors this morning. Brother David got right with God and moved to Virginia. I recommended a church that he go to. He went to it and the preacher preached about him with him sitting there. Sure did. If I called his name, some of you'd know who it was. And you'd go, oh, no. Yeah. We need to understand. Michael stood up a while ago. Guys, I don't mean to make y'all stand up so long. You're all right, though, aren't you? Michael stood up a while ago. I'm trying to remember what the exact words that he said. I believe he said, somebody said, I don't believe you could do what you did and still be saved. I don't believe you could do what you did and still be saved. Did you know, just as saved as you are, you're capable of anything? We need to get that through our heads. Just because you're saved doesn't mean you are no longer able to sin. It just means you're able to resist it if you choose to. You can commit any crime, any sin that anybody's done at any time. And be saved.
Amen.
Murder?
Yeah.
Yeah. We could go. David did it. Of course, this was before blood-bought salvation. David committed adultery.
Yes, sir.
Murder.
Amen.
Are y'all listening?
Yeah.
You reckon David's going to be in heaven?
Yes, sir.
If he ain't, you ain't.
That's right.
We okay tonight? You need to get rid of that attitude. All you want to do is judge somebody.
Yes.
It ain't none of your business anyway.
Amen.
It's between them and the Lord.
Yes. Right.
I get to heaven, I ain't got an answer for Michael. Michael ain't got an answer for me. But Michael do got an answer for Michael.
Yes.
And I do got an answer for me.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That fourth fold represents our weaker nature. We need to understand every day that we live, man, that we're nothing. We're nothing, and at best we're wicked. You say, I, how dare you? I'm not wicked. You ever have a bad dream? Well, tell me you ain't wicked. You have bad thoughts? Yes, sir. We need to remind ourselves every day, you ain't nothing but a sinner saved by grace. And if you're going to get through this day, it's going to take the same grace you had yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The fifth fold in the flag is a tribute to our country. It was in the words of Stephen Decatur, who said, our country, in dealing with other countries, may she always be right, but it is still our country. Right or wrong. Did you hear that? Let me read that to you again. He said, our country in dealing with other countries, may she always be right, but it is still our country, right or wrong. There's a bunch of preachers, not a bunch of preachers, but a few I've heard of this movement. They're preaching against the American flag and saying it's wicked to have it presented inside the sanctuary, and they're just anti-America, anti-America. I'm not anti-America. I'm very much pro-America. I'm anti-sin.
Amen.
I'm anti-godless government. But I'm not anti-America. She may have slipped a few notches down the ladder, but she's still America. She's still sending out more missionaries than any country on this planet. She's still printing more gospel literature than any country in this planet. She still has more gospel freedom than most any country on this planet. Amen. So I'm going to support America. Amen. Y'all all right with that? You say, there's nothing spiritual about that. Oh, yeah, there is. There's something very spiritual about that. Sixfold. I got to hurry. I'll never get through this. It represents where our heart lies. It says it is with our heart that we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That sixfold represents where our heart stands. You need to remember tonight, it's the heart where Jesus is looking at tonight. He's not looking to see what color dress you have on, and does your shoes match your dress, and does your purse go with your shoes. He's not concerned about that tonight. He's not concerned with how your hair is and if your makeup's right. And some of you women wouldn't cry in church for nothing because you're afraid your makeup would run. Amen. I love it when we leave church and look like we've had a Halloween party. Amen. I like to see Maybelline down the cheeks, boy, on both sides. Hallelujah. We've got a christening. We got a good start today, I think, christening this new carpet down here. Amen.
Yeah.
Brother David Naylor told me, he said, can I get a piece of that old carpet off that trailer? He said, I got some tears on that stuff. I said, amen, brother.
That's right.
Amen. God's interested in where our heart is. Where's our hearts at tonight? Where's our hearts? We pledge allegiance to our country, the history says, from our heart. We ought to pledge allegiance to our God tonight from our heart. Go ahead and make that sevenfold, guys. That seventh fold is a tribute to our armed forces. For it is through them that we protect our country and our flag against all her enemies, whether they be found within or without the boundaries of our republic. It is a tribute to our armed forces. And we ought to pay tribute to our armed forces. You see a man or a woman in uniform, you ought to stop and thank them. Sometimes I'll just get in the mood, and I bowed in my heart. I wasn't going to pass a military person in the airport without shaking their hand and thanking them. Man, I'm telling you, it gets to be tiresome, man. I get off the plane, I'm ready to go get in my truck and go home, and I'll pass 100.
Yeah. That's right.
I try to get them all in one bunch. Say, hey, I appreciate all y'all. Amen. Amen. I try to let them men and women know I appreciate what they've done. Not only do I appreciate the soldiers that protect our country, but I appreciate the soldiers that serve our Savior. I appreciate the soldiers who have preached the gospel and gone on before us. Amen?
Amen.
Eighthfold. I like this one. The eighthfold pays tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death, that we might see the light of day. Let me read that again. The eightfold is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death that we might see the light of day. On several occasions, we've went out to Canton, Georgia, to the National Cemetery there. I forgot the name of it exactly. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't say it. It's the military cemetery. If you've ever been to one, you stand and those things, it looked like an engineer laid them things out, Brother Allen. I mean, it's as straight as your trim work, brother. If you stand just in one certain spot, you can only see one tombstone. Because, buddy, they're perfectly lined up. But you stand on that hillside where them things just roll across there, and you think about all the people that gave our lives that we get to do what we get to do. Man, I'm telling you, we ought to be grateful as Americans. We ought not to take this thing for granted. We ought to thank God for it every day. And we ought to give honor to those who gave their life, shed their blood that I could stand here and preach tonight.
Amen.
Man, this thing came at a high price. Just Vietnam alone, I believe, was 58,000. 53 or 58? Which was it? Anybody know? 58. 58,000 boys gave their life. It never fails when we go to Washington, D.C., we always go to the Vietnam Memorial. Never fails. They got like telephone books where you can go look up a name and it'll tell you what section of the wall, what column and all that. Never fails. You'll see somebody over there at that telephone book. Here in a few minutes, they'll be over there with their hand on that wall. Big old tears run down their face. I'm a grateful American. I'm a grateful American. I think about this, not one time. It almost seems unfair, Stacy. Brother Greg has done, I don't know how many times he's been to battle. Quite a few. Three times to Iraq, Beirut. I don't know where all he's been. God's never asked me to go one time. Not one time has God ever asked me to go and put my life on the line for my countrymen, not one single time. He's asked these guys right here to do it over and over. Men, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for men who are willing to give their life that I might live. And I'm grateful to one who gave his life that I might really see the light of day. Had it not been for Jesus paying that ultimate sacrifice, willing to go through the valley of the shadow of death. It says on here that they went into the valley of the shadow of death. I'm glad Jesus didn't just go into, but he came out on the other side, victorious over hell and the grave. Why? That I might live. Jesus didn't leave heaven, go to Calvary and bleed and die just so we'd have a good Bible story. Jesus only left heaven for one reason, friend. Me and you. There was no other motive. He had nothing to gain, nothing to lose. He'd have still been God no matter what. But just because he loved us, he went through that valley of shadow of death. And we ought not take that for granted. We ought to give honor to it every day that we live. The ninthfold is a tribute to womanhood and mothers. For it has been through their faith, their love, their loyalty, and their devotion, that the character of the men and women who have made this country great has been molded. How about that? Hey, we ought to thank God for Mama.
Amen.
Amen. The greatest leaders in our country. I got it home in a book. I wish I could quote it. But they went through and asked them, who did they attribute their greatness to and their success or their character? 9 times out of 10, Mama. Some of the greatest preachers America has ever known. They ask, who do they attribute their, or who do they give credit to for their character and who they turned out to be? Mama.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for a good mama. Daddy had to work and make a living. Mama had to wipe the snotty nose and the messy rear end.
Amen.
Mama held the fevered brow and wiped up the puke.
Yeah. Right.
Thank God for a mama who'd take a Bible and sit down by your bed and read it to you. Everybody don't have that. Everybody don't have that. I remember it just like it was yesterday, my mama reading me the Bible. Woo! thank God for mama. That tenthfold. I like the way they got this worded. It says the tenthfold is a tribute to the Father, for He too has given His sons for the defense of our country since they were first born. Thank God for the Father who gave His Son for the defense of our country since He was first born. I like that. Amen. Thank God, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Isn't that something? I'm telling you, man, it's amazing. It's amazing how spiritual, how many spiritual things this country is built on and founded on. Man, I know this may not be real preachy tonight, but that's interesting, isn't it? Man, I'm telling you, I guarantee you, next time you see one of these things folded, you'll remember, hey, this is more than just a honoring that soldier. This is honoring. There's a whole lot behind that right there. Amen. The 11th fold. The 11th fold. I ain't going to go all into all this because I don't fully understand it. It said it represents the lower portion of the seal of King David and King Solomon and glorifies in the eyes of the Hebrews the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The 12th fold represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies in the eyes of the child of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The 13th fold. And when our flag is completely folded, the stars are in the uppermost, reminding us of our nation's motto, "In God we trust." Just so you know, there's much meaning in the folding of our flag. Let's stand our feet tonight. That's my country. That's our heritage. That's our history. Your children won't be taught that in the public school. They'll never hear that. As long as I can get my hands on little tidbits like that, you're going to hear them. Amen? Amen. Boy, my soul. We ought to pray for our nation tonight. If you ain't got nothing else to come to the altar about tonight, maybe you can come pray for our nation. Pray for our president. Pray for our president. Pray God to lead him and guide him, whether he asks for it or not. Pray for our Congress. Man, they make some of the stupidest decisions I've ever heard in my life. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our local government. Man, we need God back in this thing. We need somebody just to open the door and say, "Welcome, Lord. We need help." I'm afraid it's going to take a flat-out mess. It's going to take a total train wreck for somebody to say, "Man, maybe we need to try God." I pray it don't take that. I believe if God's people pray like we're supposed to, if my people, which are called by my name, that's us, shall humble themselves and pray. You know what he said? Turn from their wickedness, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll heal their land. Amen. If my people, which are called by my name, that's us Christians. We're called by his name. If we'd humble ourselves and pray for our nation, boy, we ought to do that. You ought to make it a matter. You ought to make a decision tonight. I'm going to make it a matter of prayer every single day. God bless America. God help America. Amen. Sister Janice, you come. Sing maybe a verse if you could. Maybe Brother Charles could come. We could just sing, get that hymn book. Let's sing "My Country, 'Tis of Thee." You just mind the Lord tonight.